decent voice to have here, sitting here with me. Wanted to get in to clarify a couple of things. Frankly, I got a little confused. I had seen some headlines that talked about the ballot initiative, the petition to get on the ballot, a potential casino or a casino in the city of Lansing. And I saw some things that confused me, talking about some signatures and there not being enough and that maybe this was over. And I thought, that can't be right. And I gave you a call this morning and you were kind enough to come in. Wanted to get this straightened out. Tell us what happened with the signatures and where we are now. You were simply part of the process.
Exactly. What we've done at the Lansing Jobs Coalition is we collected a number of signatures, and we took those to the city clerk about 15 days ago, and we handed those over and said, here's our first batch of signatures. Would you please go through those and vet them and let us know what's valid, what's not valid, and how many more additional signatures we need? And that's what he did. Unfortunately, some of the media outlet had picked up on the story saying, oh, we didn't have enough signatures. Well, the petition drive is not over. It's still going strong, and we have until the end of this weekend to get the additional signatures into the city clerk.
Well, and what are the numbers? Let's talk numbers for a minute. What are the numbers of signatures that we need to have to get this on the ballot, hopefully on August 2nd?
We need right around 4,100 signatures total, and those need to be signatures of registered voters in the city of Lansing. We've had a number of folks from Holt and Lansing Township and Okemos and East Lansing that want to help us, and we appreciate that, but unfortunately the clerk won't count their signature. So we are seeking out registered voters in the city of Lansing to sign our petitions. And our goal is 4,100 signatures, and that number was given to us by the city clerk. So we're trying to shoot above that. So we're trying to gather about 4,500 signatures. And at this point, we are within 1,000 signatures of striking that goal.
Well, and again, just to reiterate that You were going by the process and trying to be so accurate in making sure where you were, so you didn't fall short thinking you were at the goal.
Correct. No, we have not fallen short. The campaign is not over. We're forging ahead every day and collecting signatures. And there's a number of places that people will be seeing us this week and next week, this week and this coming weekend, where they can sign one of the petitions. And by signing a petition, it doesn't mean they support the idea of a casino. That simply means they believe the issue should be on the ballot and the citizens of Lansing will get to vote yes or no on the issue.
And I think that's an important clarification for folks. We're just saying, let's get it in front of the citizens of Lansing and let's take a look and let them decide as a group.
That is correct. At this point, we're shooting to get on the August primary ballot. Ultimately, that decision will be up to the city clerk because of some timelines that we're bumping up against. Primarily, the main reason is because the city has to have the information that's going to appear on the ballot to the print shop several weeks ahead of time. So we're hitting that deadline right now. So if we don't appear on the August ballot, we would most likely appear on the November ballot.
But it's still doable for August. It's still in the realm of possibility.
It's in the realm of possibility, yes.
And you don't particularly care, which, I mean, it'd be great to get it on sooner. Your whole push with this whole thing, and you've been on this show two or three times, and I love having you on to talk about this. This is thinking mm-hmm. outside the box. And what you're looking at here is the potential for 1,500 new jobs in the casino, aside from construction jobs that would come along in the future as well.
Absolutely. The 1,500 number that we're telling people about are the jobs within the casino, and those aren't just gaming jobs. Those aren't just dealers and slot machine attendants. Those also include marketing jobs, sales jobs, human resources, environmental jobs, electricians, carpenters, maintenance folks, sales, food and beverage, you name it. So that's the 1,500 new jobs that we're talking about with benefits. That doesn't include the 300 additional jobs that we'll create for construction to actually build the facility.
And these aren't numbers you've just picked out of the sky. This is through study and paying careful attention to what's going on around us as well in other venues.
That's correct. All the numbers that we cite, and we also have a PowerPoint presentation that if someone would like to see that, they can simply contact us at our website, which is LansingJobsCoalition.com. But we have taken all the numbers that we've been citing to the public are numbers that have come from an actual Native American casino here in the state of Michigan. Our numbers are a little bit low because we don't want to oversell what it is we're trying to do in creating new jobs for the Lansing area. And the really interesting thing to me is that if we build this temporary casino, that is a by itself a $3 to $5 million investment in the Lansing local economy. And that's just a temporary facility. And the reason I call it temporary is because after it's up and running, the tribe that's coming to town will then have to sit down with the city government and figure out where to build the permanent casino, hotel, conference center, entertainment venue. And now we're talking about a $300 to $500 million investment for the Lansing community. This is truly a pebble on the beach. This could be a win-win for everyone involved.
Pardon the pun.
Yes.
Pardon the pun. And you do have tribes interested in this project.
That is correct. There are three tribes in Michigan that are eligible to come to Lansing. And the reason I say that is because there are seven Indian tribes in Michigan. Four of those tribes have signed a waiver with the federal government saying, federal government, if you allow us to cap our membership in the tribe, we will not expand our off-reservation gaming. Basically, what that means is more money for people who are now in the tribe. And then there are three tribes in Michigan that did not sign that agreement with the federal government that do have the authority to locate off-reservation gaming, and those are the three tribes that wish to come to Michigan. And a lot of folks have asked us who those are, but I've decided not to say anything because the moment we do, the tribes that are not eligible to come to Lansing will rear their heads mm-hmm. and start to just pummel the Lansing Jobs Coalition and the tribes that want to come to Lansing and create jobs.
Absolutely. Do you need to go ahead and get a drink of water? Well, this is live radio. I don't want you to do coughing on me here. And
allergies, I apologize.
We love Michigan. When you talk about it being a win-win-win, we talk about taxes in the city of Lansing. Employees are going to pay city income tax.
That is correct. One of the interesting things about what we're trying to do is if we site a casino here in Lansing, all of these employees that work in the casino facility will pay City of Lansing income tax. If you live in the city and work in the city, you pay 1%. If you work in the city but live outside the city, you pay 0.5%. That will bring in several million dollars for the City of Lansing. And along with that, state law says that 2% of the slot machine revenues go to the local units of government. And in our situation, that would be the City of Lansing proper, and it would also help fund the police, the fire, and EMS personnel here in the city, Lansing K-12 Public Schools, Lansing Community College, the Capital Area District Library, CATA, and the Lansing Parks and Recreation, just to name a few. So that type of money coming into the City of Lansing could literally be upwards of $10 million in the first year.
And as you and I had a few minutes to talk earlier, an influx of money like that that doesn't exist now and isn't possible now given economic situations is a huge shot in the arm.
Absolutely.
This would, as you and I discussed, this would cover what the millage that went down, you know, potentially could cover that.
I believe it would potentially cover that and exceed that within a couple to 3 years. I mean, we would bring in upwards of $10 million to the city. I can give you an example. A lot of folks here are familiar with the fairly new casino over in Battle Creek. And there's a tribe over there that runs that casino, have recently given a check to the mayor of Battle Creek in the amount of $4.8 million. That is the second check they have given to the mayor of Battle Creek since they opened in August of last year. And that first check was right around $3 million. And I think our mayor, Virge Bonero, would really appreciate having that extra funding right about now.
Are you getting backing and support from the mayor and from city council members? Are you seeing support from around Lansing?
We are. Early on in the process, we went to the elected officials in the city, and we also went to the elected county commissioners that have a portion of the city and their districts. And we went to our state rep and our state senator, and we told them, here's our plan. This is what we're trying to do. We're not asking you to take a public stand on it. We don't want you to do anything. We simply want you to be informed. And the point that we were trying to get across is that we, the Lansing Jobs Coalition, an all-volunteer grassroots group, we want to try this because an issue of this magnitude, if it doesn't have the support of the public, it will never happen. So we wanted it to be from the grassroots and then eventually get a groundswell, gather our signatures, and then take those to the city clerk and or the city council and say, let's build a casino.
What is the pushback that you've seen or what is the downside that we're not aware of? What are you seeing?
The biggest downside at this point and the biggest detriment to us has been the weather.
True.
Because it's
true.
Been cold and rainy and snowing.
You're like postman. It's snow, sleet, and rain.
Exactly. Just I was saying to one of our volunteers earlier today, 6 weeks ago, we were gathering signatures with hats and gloves on. So the weather has really hurt us. But other than that, the pushback we received has been very minimal. We reached out early on to the Michigan Association of Problem Gamblers, as well shared with them our plan of what we want to do. And they were very informative and very supportive, and we've been keeping them in the loop as we move forward. And basically they said to us, look, if you're going to build a casino in Lansing, you're not going to create additional gambling addictions. People who are addicted to gambling already live in the Lansing community. They're already playing scratch-off tickets. They're already buying lotto tickets. They're already hitting the bingo halls. They're already hitting the illegal poker games around town. So what they wanted to do is to let us be aware of what it is they offer. And they offer counseling for people who may have a gambling addiction. And I have given them my word that I will advocate on their behalf to put their literature in any future casino that we may build here in Lansing.
Yeah, because you don't want that either.
Absolutely not. That's bad for business. A casino can do so many things for a community. Aside from helping the local units of government and the revenue and creating jobs, depending on the studies that you read, the problem of gambling addiction is somewhere between 2% and 4% nationwide. So it's not as large of a problem as a person would think. And also, if we do build this casino here in Lansing, it will also help other local businesses. Again, depending on the studies you read, a number of communities that have cited casinos, be they Native American or corporate, the local businesses that are already in existence ultimately will evolve and change the products and services that they offer to suit the needs of the casino. For example, casinos need a lot of computer people. They need a lot of IT people. They need a lot of security people and things like that. So we're pretty excited.
Well, and as you said, off the top, we talked about this petition drive is most certainly not over. We wanted to make that correction as well. You're going to be out gathering signatures throughout the weekend. If someone isn't going to be at some of the various festivals and out places you're going to be, where can they come to you to sign?
They can contact me directly. May I give my cell phone
Absolutely.
Number?
Absolutely.
They can contact me.
It's yours.
Contact me on my cell phone number. I'm not shy about that. It's area code 248-302-0073. And I have a 248 area code because I purchased this particular cell phone when I lived downstate. So
you're
no sense
local.
Of changing it.
Yep, you're local now. Or they can go to a location.
We can be found at the corner of Cedar and Jolly Streets here in Lansing at the DHS building, which is curbside service. We have a table with a banner. And if someone wants to put their signature on one of our petitions, simply drive up to the curb. We'll bring the petition to them. And we will also be at the Lansing Chili Cook-Off this weekend, as well as the Be a Tourist in Your Hometown.
Oh, that's big, big, big this weekend. Well, Ted, as always, like I said, what I like about this is that it's thinking outside the box. It's creating new jobs that aren't here now. It's a grassroots effort, and the people of Lansing will decide. So, hats off to you for the effort involved here.
Well, thank you very